today on Real Radio.
The Bible came from outer space. From the throne of God himself, he spoke the word and the worlds into existence, the Bible says. God gave us friends. That's real, that is relevant alien talk right there. God came from his world to our world to reveal himself to us.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called What is Real, What is Relevant, Part 1, continues a series now called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. So glad you joined us today as we head towards the end of Isaiah. You know, we've seen the hand of God over everything that's happening in both Isaiah's time and the time when Jesus was here on earth in bodily form. But what becomes even more clear is God's unrelenting love for us. He not only gave us his Son as a sacrifice for our sins, but he gave us the hope of Christ's return, when he will rule and reign and bring his form of justice to the world. In Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2, we learn that sin often keeps us from hearing from the Lord. God is able to forgive. He wants to hear from us. It's his will that we are renewed and restored whenever we confess to him our sin and failures. Turning from our sinful lifestyle will not only strengthen and encourage us, it'll keep us in relationship with him. So today, continuing in chapter 59, Pastor Jack tells us that we are creating a world that's detached from reality. We're actually looking for answers out there in the cosmos, but searching for the truth on other planets will only leave you alienated from true reality. God came to this world to reveal himself. He's the answer to what is relevant in our lives. And now in his lesson called What is Real, What is Relevant, Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Well, grab your Bibles and turn tonight to Isaiah chapter 59. And in our last time together, we were looking at the opening first two verses. And I'll talk about those for a moment. But in verses 3 to 21, Isaiah chapter 59, we're looking at a message entitled What is Real? Okay? What is Relevant? Two questions. What's real? What's relevant? It's an important question. You and I live in an age right now when things are so skewed and getting so weird and weirder by the day. There are now technologies available where you, in fact, I heard it coming to church tonight again. But there's technologies that are available today that are so advanced and so strange. I say strange because they do not require human interaction with another human. And hearing on the news tonight, there was a segment on the news where this is the first time in human history where people have more friends in the cyber world. They talk to them, not really, they don't speak. They talk to them, but they don't speak. They'll even say in this day and age, young people, I just talked to my friend. Oh, where's your, you just talked to your friend? Yeah. Where's he live? Bogota. Oh, you called him? No, we were texting. That's considered talking now, texting. And relationally, now it's on a screen. And this technology is advancing to the point where people are having relationships with computers and devices and hoods or goggles, where they're now interacting with people around the world and they're 10,000 miles away. And now the technology is you can put on a suit, you can put on this suit and zip it up, and it's connected to the technology, and the person that might be in Hong Kong reaches out and touches you on the shoulder and you feel it on your shoulder. And this is vogue now. This is the way that it's going. But is it real? And is it relevant? Because we're creating a world that is altogether detached from reality. And so there's a lot of that going on. So in setting this up, I want you to look at a Newsweek special edition. And it's amazing to me, man's cosmic quest to find a new reality or meaning. So I want to show you this first slide or this first screen. So Newsweek special edition, this was a couple years ago, Life Beyond Earth, the mission to find the answer. What do you think they're talking about? Okay, life beyond Earth. Now, you and I as Christians know the answer to that. You and I know the reality, and by the way, it is real, that there is life beyond Earth. You and I sit here, we're bored with that kind of talk. Not the world. The world is on a quest. They're on a mission to find the answer. Exploring the universe with researchers, astronomers, eyewitnesses, and more. Wow, what's the next slide show us? Searching for the truth. Humans continue to hunt for proof that we are not alone, no matter where that journey takes us. Of course we're not alone. We are not alone. But they don't know that. They think on a globe of what, 8 billion people, we're alone? We're not alone. But they're on a quest because they don't want to be alone. 8 billion people, that's not enough. We've got to go to some other universe, some other planet, some other place, because we've got to find some meaning to all of this. Searching for the real reality. Okay, you sure about that? Searching for the truth. Next slide. Seeing signs. Crop circles. Could be an indicator that we're not alone. We could be having visitors. Next slide. Ancient visitors. Talking about things that could have been here before. Things in history past. Many of you are old enough to remember Eric Von Doniggen's Chariots of the Gods, that kind of just broke open that world of extraterrestrial existence and all. And it's so romantic and fantastic and exciting. Are we alone? All of you know the answer to these things. Reality is not reality enough for those that are still searching, is my point. The world that we live in is unacceptable to people that they look at the world around them. Let's be honest. You and I look at the world that is around us, and this world's unacceptable to me too. This is a ugly world, but I know the answer. You know the answer, that you and I are going to heaven when this is all over, that God is real. The Bible is a book actually delivered from outer space. Can I put it that way? The Bible came from outer space, from the throne of God himself. He spoke the word and the worlds into existence, the Bible says. God gave us, and if that wasn't enough, he revealed his very nature to us in he that it was called the Son of God, Jesus Christ. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. Friends, that's real. That is relevant alien talk right there. God came from his world to our world to reveal himself to us. And that's all important. But listen, man is searching. When you don't have God, you're gonna go search. You're gonna look outside yourself. When you don't have God, you're gonna be trying to find the answers. And personally, recently this week, there's been some things that have shaped the comment I'm about to make. This next news from CNN, which you guys have already heard about this, regarding Mars. There's a lot of talk about Mars and evidence detected of a lake beneath the surface of Mars and water, and they go through all of the stuff, and I'm not knocking exploration. I think it's awesome. I think it just declares the glory of God. Here's my point. You read that article, and it's about life. There could be life. It could be embryonic. It could be microscopic. But we're so excited. We think it's possible we found life. And I see that and I hear that. And I think of the hypocrisy of man when he's alienated from God. What do I mean? We're going to be reading in Isaiah 59 verses 3 to 21 regarding the nation of Israel, specifically Judah, that had gotten away from God. Okay? And when you get away from God, you think weird. When you get away from God, you don't do well. When you get away from God, things don't work out right. And the world is looking for answers, and the very answer has been given to them, but it's unacceptable. The answer is God. The answer is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the answer. He's the answer. He can answer all of this stuff. If you just read his word, he'll answer. But we're searching Mars and everywhere else, and we're talking about, oh my goodness, we found life, maybe possibly life. We found a water, a molecule of water. There could be life in there. And here's what I think the hypocrisy is. We have life. And when I say you and I, I'm talking about all of humanity. We have life here and now, but are we passionate about that life that we have? What about the life of one another, toward one another? Do we get that excited? We get so excited about the possibility of life on Mars when there's somebody that sleeps next to you in your bed called your husband or your wife or your neighbor or the person sitting next to you tonight. We'll look right over somebody to try to find something on Mars. And then all of a sudden to a world around us, life is so important, but we abort babies wholesale. Isn't it a weird thing about it? We think we found life on Mars, but we kill 60 million children in America. Isn't that weird? And I was trying to reconcile this stuff. What a weird thing. We're spending billions of dollars to explore deep space looking for life, and then we turn around and we abort babies that are just under our nose. Isn't that strange? You say, Jack, what are you getting at? Exactly what Isaiah is talking about in chapter 59. When man divorces God from his thinking, then man begins to kill others and live lawlessly. Did you see the news out of Portland tonight? Don't go to Portland anymore. San Francisco, you can't go. You're going to endanger your life if you go to Portland tonight. If you've got a business dealing in Portland, you better cancel. Unbelievable. What is happening? When we get away from God, what is real becomes unreal. Listen, what's truly relevant becomes irrelevant. Because we begin to form and create another world because man without God is dead. The old Puritans used to say that the definition of insanity is when God is not in the thoughts of a man. There's no fear of God in your life anymore. In Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2, it says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, nor is his ear heavy that he cannot hear." So he goes on in verses 3 through 8. So what is real? What is relevant? Look at this. The first thing we see in verse 3 is this fact. We will need to look into the mirror. For us, for you and I to think right and to live right and to have a life of meaning and purpose, we're going to need to look in the mirror. Listen to what God says. He says, "For your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies and your tongue has muttered perversity." So here's the reality. God is saying, look, I want to love you and I want to show you that love. I want to bless your life. Friends, listen, it's pretty rough, this chapter 59, for a purpose. He's setting it up. I want to hear from you. I want to rescue you. I want to be in your life favoring you. So let's get that going. God would say to you tonight, he's saying to me tonight, okay, Jack, I want to bless your life, but we need to do some things. We need to take out the trash. So here we go. He makes this announcement. Your hands are defiled with blood. Judah, who Isaiah is speaking to, southern part of Israel, the southern tribes, the two southern tribes, they had become successful. They were prospering. They had, in their prosperity, forgotten God. They weren't listening to the warnings that they had departed from God. So God was sending his prophets, but they wouldn't listen. And they began to be violent to the point of shedding blood. This is what the word means here. They had a source or a place of violence in a culture that their violence was leading to death. Now, I don't know if we've gotten that bad yet. Maybe we have. You know, I mean, they had open violence, but do we? Maybe, I don't know. We had a guy working at our house recently and him and his wife went to San Francisco because they had never been before. They said, let's go to San Francisco this year. And they went up to San Francisco because they wanted to see it. Because you know, on postcards, it looks beautiful. And they got there and they were driving on one of the streets. They came to a stoplight and they're visiting San Francisco. They came to a stoplight and some guy ran across the street. They watched this guy run across the street and he was kind of like, being kind of dodgy like. And some guy ran past their car and right in front of them and others in the intersection, a guy pulled out a gun and gunned the guy down dead right in front of them. This is just not long ago in San Francisco. This is the Wild West. Now, I don't know if that's what Isaiah's talking about, but how bad does it have to get? You say, Jack, what are you saying? There's parallels to Judah 3,000 years ago to us? Well, I don't know, maybe. There's a sense of lawlessness that people are exhibiting. I don't want to sound like a kook, but I think it's demonic. I just don't think people were built to do this to other people. I think it's satanic powers that have been either invited or taking over in people's minds. I just don't think God, who made us in his own image, made us with the depravity like that. And so he says, your hands are defiled with blood. Could it be? And he says, your fingers with iniquity? That kind of freaks me out when I thought of that. Because fingers with iniquity. Iniquity is like sin you love with your fingers. And in this modern age, this is a 3,000-year-old book. Can you imagine if somebody like uses their fingers to commit sins that they love? Would that ever happen? No. Your lips have spoken lies. Oh my gosh. We watched this not too long ago on some Senate hearings where people we elected told lies. We watched them. Wow. You don't have to be a senator to lie. All you have to do is be a human to lie. How big was that fish anyway you caught the other day? You know what I'm saying? I told a lie the other day. I'm sure of it. I dropped my car off to get fixed at Chino Hills Ford. I walked into the showroom floor. That was not a wise decision. I walked into the showroom floor and they have a Shelby Mustang 2019 on the showroom floor. 800 horsepower. 800. 800. Do you know how many horses that is? 800 of them. Black Shelby Cobra Mustang. Chino Hills Ford in the showroom floor. I'm touching it. And I walked around and I'm looking, and the thought in my mind was, I don't need a car like this. I don't. And I like trucks. I don't need cars. Cars like this, they get you in trouble. Cars like this. See, and this is going on in my mind. And the salesman comes and goes, can I help you, sir? And I go, that's fine. Just look at it. And I went around to the front windshield. And it had the price tag. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Mustang Ford. $195,000. $195,000! And I said to myself, I don't need this. I don't need this. Of course. Listen, it's so funny because as soon as I saw the price tag, it's irrelevant if I need it or not. It's impossible. It's impossible. This is impossible. But Jack, all things are possible. No, they're not. That's impossible. So then I told myself I wouldn't want to even drive it. And I lied right to myself. I would love to drive it. I looked in the mirror as it were, and I realized I would love to drive it. But then I thought, reality, I would kill myself. It's too much power. It's insane. You pay that kind of money, you get that kind of car to go 55 miles an hour on the road. What are we up to as a people? And I was touching it. It was right there. And then I spoke lies to myself. But we take our tongue out. The Bible tells us we lie. We take our tongue out and we lie to people. We say things to people. You say, this Bible study doesn't relate to me. Yes, it does. You're a liar. I'm a liar. We're all liars. The Bible, Jesus said, all men are liars. Did you know that? So that's very offensive. Deal with it. Get over it. Face it. Head on. Jesus, God in flesh, says mankind lies. And it's a sin. And the Bible says the first liar that ever was a guy by the name of Satan. Lucifer himself is the father of all lies. And when God is not in your mind, you lie. Because there's no fear of deceiving someone. Isaiah says, not good. God is saying, not good. Your tongue has muttered perversity. Dirty things. Your tongue. Dirty jokes. You know there's people that just love to tell dirty jokes. There's radio programs that are filthy. God says, and can you imagine? there's a meter, sin meter running. Every time, think, oh my goodness, there's programs that it's just, what's real? What's relevant? 3,000 years ago, Isaiah sounds like he's talking to us today. Why? He is. The human heart's the same. Verse 4, no one calls for justice. Well, you can call for it, but you're going to get in trouble. Nor does anyone plead for truth. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity. They hatch viper's eggs. So this is a parable now. He's saying it's so wicked what's going on in the culture that what happens is it's just like this. It's like hatching viper's eggs and weave the spider's web. He who eats of their eggs dies, and from that which is crushed, a viper breaks out. Verse 6, their webs will not become garments, nor will they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. That's very graphic, isn't it? Evildoers. So church, listen, body, family, listen, think about that. In our world today, because God's word's eternal, in our world today, do we see people that are just bent on violence or bent on lying? They're habitual sin performers. They don't mess up. They desire to be in a state of messed up, and they love it, and you can't get them out of it. It breaks my heart to see parents who've lost their children. I say children. Their children are 15, 16, 25, 35, 45, hooked on drugs, hooked on anything but that which is good. And listen, it's a terrible thing to be a parent to a godless child like that, because your heart says to do everything that's in your power to help them, but then you know down deep inside, if you keep helping them, you're just perpetuating their destruction. And reason and logic says, pull back, don't help them anymore, cut them off. They're gonna have to dry up. They're gonna have to come to the end of themselves before they get, and that is true. Let them know you love them. Make sure they know the gospel. But it breaks your heart, does it not? Breaks your heart. And God is saying that. God is saying, you know what? I cannot have this kind of conduct in my family. I will not.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called What is Real, What is Relevant, Part 1. We're so glad you joined us today, and as always, remember that the high cost of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. What is Real, What is Relevant, Part 1, is part of Pastor Jack's series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who shared with us the coming of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, over 700 years before he was born. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. You know, with so much to filter through on social media and all the fake news that's going on, it's hard to get the truth. And when it comes to Christianity, some people will tell you that Jesus was just a really good teacher, while others will say he was only a prophet and not the Christ. Some people believe that there is no God and that God had no son, when the miracle of creation and salvation proves otherwise. Well, we're hoping that your longing for peace has really got you thinking about what is real and what is relevant in your own life. So if you're still wondering about God or how Jesus relates to you personally, we're here to help. Simply go to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Click on the tab there that says Know God. That's spelled K-N-O-W, God. And once you're there, we really believe that your questions about God and salvation are going to be answered. But if you want to learn more, we'll provide a way for you to contact us if you'd like. It's important that you fully understand what making a commitment to Jesus Christ is all about. Jesus loves you, and he wants you to accept his free gift of eternal life. Again, it's called Know God. That's the tab you want to click on. And you'll find that at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.